From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah claims that Islamic extremists are responsible for the shelling death of its top military commander near Syria's Damascus airport on Friday. Hezbollah announced the death of Mustafa Bedreddin on Friday before holding a military funeral for the commander on the same day. In a statement released today, the group said it launched an investigation and found the explosion which led to the martyrdom of Commander Mustafa Bedreddin was a result of an artillery bombardment carried out by Sunni extremist groups in the area. Hezbollah fighters carried the coffin of Bedreddin through the streets of southern Beirut on Friday in a funeral procession. A suicide car bombing near a police training center in southern Afghanistan has killed 3 police officers. 12 other people, including at least one child, were wounded today in the Helmand province. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. The United Nations says in a new report that a group of 30 North Korean military instructors may have violated United Nations sanctions when they provided pistols to Congolese army and police officers during training exercises. A panel of experts monitoring UN sanctions against North Korea said pistols were issued to members of the Congolese Army and National Police, some eventually ending up in the hands of Congolese peacekeepers working with the UN mission. According to Congolese soldiers and police, the pistols were issued during a training program in 2014 that was held for the Congolese Presidential Guard. The United Nations bans and sanctions North Korea from selling weapons or providing military training. The group says the same type of pistol is now available for sale on the black market in Kinshasa, the capital city. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard has rescued about 1,000 refugees and migrants off the country's southern tip, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
In one operation, the UN Refugee Agency reports some 500 people were rescued off Sicily, southeast of Cape Passero. It says the people crammed into 2 fishing boats had departed several days ago from Egypt. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the nationalities of all the people are still not known, but that the Italian Coast Guard reports some Syrians and Iraqis were among the group. The UNHCR reports nearly 190,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by sea so far this year. While most have gone to Greece, a growing minority of more than 31,250 has headed for Italy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says closing the sole remaining area along the Syrian border where foreign fighters can enter and leave Islamic State territories is one of the top priorities of U.S.-led coalitions. Speaking Friday in Colorado, Carter said sharing and fusing information across the battlefield is helping prevent attacks and restricting foreign fighters' movements from Islamic State-controlled territories. The U.S. military has its first female combat commander. Air Force General Lori Robinson assumed her role as head of the U.S. Northern Command Friday with a change of command ceremony.
As a military leader, I will never forget that my greatest responsibility is to defend our homelands and to protect their people, national powers, and freedom of action.
Secretary of Defense Ash Carter praised Robinson's ability to lead and command in high-tempo operational environments while putting people first in every assignment. She's now responsible for protecting the continental U.S., Alaska, Canada, Mexico, the Bahamas, and a large section of surrounding waters. An elderly Buddhist monk has been hacked to death in a remote region of Bangladesh, officials say. The body of 75-year-old Mong Shwe Yuchak was found early today in an isolated temple village temple, 350 kilometers southeast of Dhaka, the capital. Police say they don't know the motive for the killing. Meantime, authorities in Bangladesh say 56 people have been killed by lightning strikes in different places in the past 2 days, triggering a panic among some. A heat spell has scorched the country for the past week. Thundershowers then hit 14 districts on Thursday, with lightning strikes killing at least 33. Another series of lightning strikes hit the country again on Friday, taking another 23 lives. Scores of other people were also injured by lightning strikes during that time. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.